Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on the mighty Hot 102.7, and it is great to be with you this morning. It's a really beautiful and exciting day for us at St. Mark's because we're finally back in our church after spending 2 months outside in the middle of winter. Today I want to look at things a little differently. I'm going to look at Psalm 78 from Nan Merrill's book, Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness, because I just think at this time in our country, in the world, it's important to go back to the psalm and see what the psalmist had to say. And obviously this is her interpretation of the psalm so that we can pray it. But I think there's so much in the psalm that speaks to us at this time. And the psalm begins with, "Listen well, O peoples of the earth." Let's listen well, all of us, to the inner promptings of the Spirit. Let silence enter your house that you may hear. And I'm going to stop there for a moment because listening is a skill that not all of us have, and it's something we need to develop. And if we're going to listen to the inner promptings of the Spirit, what she's really saying is we need to be listening to the voice of God who's speaking to our spirit. And I feel that we find it difficult to listen because we are achiever-driven at this time and things happen so quickly. We are always busy, doing the next thing, doing the next thing, doing the next thing, and we don't always stop and listen, even to each other. I'm not sure about you, but we have to be very careful when someone's sitting down telling us something that we're not listening to answer, but we're actually listening to hear and hear what that person's saying and feeling and then only answering. Because so often, and I've seen people do it to me even, when I'm trying to explain something, they're already answering it, but they haven't actually heard what I'm saying. And I think the same thing can be true about God, that we can spend so much time pushing forward and racing to do the next thing, even if they're good things, but we're not listening to the inner promptings of God's Spirit. We're busy trying to formulate what we're going to do instead of hearing what God wants us to do. So this "listen well, O people of the earth, to the inner promptings of the Spirit" is really, really important. She goes on to say then, "Let silence enter your house that you may hear." Now, in this world in which we're living, it is a noisy, noisy world in so many different ways. First of all, there is an increase in the natural noise level in terms of there are more cars, there are more people, there's more sound around us. Our minds are also noisy, filled with all sorts of things, and we need to sometimes just try and still them. That's why things like meditation are so important. But there's also noise in terms of billboards and things up all over the place, and our phones and the TV. There's just noise and noise all around us. And she's saying that we need to let silence enter our houses that we can hear. What is it that we're hearing? We're hearing the voice of God. And that voice of God is going to teach us something about love, as we're going to see in a minute. So I think it's important, and I have to deliberately do this. When we're eating a meal, turn off the television. Turn off your phones. Don't look at them. But focus on that moment, the person that you're with, in silence sometimes, but just be present to that. We have to still our minds. As I said, meditation can help us do that and cut down on the noise that's racing through all the time, all those thoughts coming through, and just be still in the presence of God. And so I think even these first two voices are so important. Listen well and let silence enter your house that you may hear. It goes on to say, "For within your heart love speaks, not with words of deceit, but are spiritual truths to guide you upon the path of peace." Within our hearts, love speaks. When we are still, when we've let silence enter our houses, then we will hear that voice of love, and it will speak to us, and it will speak the spiritual truths to guide us to the path of peace. Looking around today at so many fragmented families that don't have peace, so many people who are not finding peace, so many nations that aren't finding peace, I think if we all did this, we would move to a very different place. "For within our hearts, love will speak, not with words of deceit, but of spiritual truths to guide us upon the path of peace." Then I love what she says next. She says, "Don't hide this from your children. Teach of this inward voice. Help all generations to listen in silence, that they may know the beloved and be free to follow the precepts of love." So in other words, we need to bring our children up in the way in which we want to move forward. And I think perhaps that's what's missing at the moment, because families are fragmented and they're not that many families bringing children up in the way of love. But we're not supposed to hide this from our children. We need to teach them this. And maybe if we were all doing this, maybe then the world would be a different place, because we would all be operating from that place of love and following the path of peace. The Spirit of Truth is written upon our open hearts, that we might share the divine plan and model to the children love's way as we have been shown. So in other words, that Spirit of Truth is in all of us if our hearts are open to hear it. Each person can hear that Spirit of Truth. And we should be sharing that divine plan, not through our words, not through Bible bashing, not through telling people what to do, but modeling to our children love's way as we've been shown. That every new generation might honor silence. And here comes that silence again. And I think each generation is noisier than the next. If I look back, even to my parents' existence, it was much quieter than mine. And yet they modeled that quietness for me. But our lives become so busy that we have to deliberately put that silence in place. And herein lies our hope, says Nan, of the future, or the psalmist as Nan interpreted it, to live as co-creators with the great creator, not like those who live in ignorance, too impatient to wait for love's word, whose spirits are not faithful to their birthright of love. Isn't that beautiful? I think we are impatient. We are a generation, perhaps, a people who want everything and we want it now. We don't want to wait for everything. But that's not love's way. Even if I look at having a baby, you have to wait those 9 months. You can't speed that process up. The baby needs that time to develop and grow, and you love that baby from the start. But love's way is a way of patience and waiting on God and waiting for the right time for things to happen instead of pushing forward and remembering that we are co-creators with the great creator who's still creating and who created this beautiful earth, this wonderful planet that we live on, that has everything that we need if we just look after it. And we can also create a whole lot of things. There are so many creative people in this world. We are co-creators with God who created all of this and who chose to create one of us because he thought the world needed one of us. What the psalmist goes on to say is that since the birth of consciousness armed with free will, many there are who have rebelled against the Creator, and we're seeing that more and more. Churches closing down, religious institutions closing down, because people are moving into their own place of free will, and they are rebelling against God, our Creator. They're not keeping the covenant with God. They refuse to live according to God's way. They forget their purpose and the beautiful plan and all that has been given as a gift to them. And throughout the ages, the eternal lover God has shown the marvels of creation, wonders to behold. And I think it's just a shift in mindset that we're seeing more and more, and we have to bring people back to what it's all about. It's not about dogma. It's not about judgment. It's about living the way of love, which brings peace not just to you, but to the whole community. The psalmist goes on to talk about the people of Israel and the Israelites in the desert. Well, even while they were fleeing the Egyptians, and how the sea was divided, so people passed through, how the water stood as a wall, how in the daytime they were led with a cloud and through the night with a fiery light, how the rocks in the wilderness cracked open so the people might drink and fill as from deep. Those streams came out of the rock, caused waters to flow like rivers. Yet those people closed their hearts to God, rebelling against the Most High, living in the wilderness. Over and over again they tested love by demanding that their desires were met. I think we need to be careful. We can look at them and judge them, which we shouldn't be doing because ours is not to judge. We need to be very careful because are we not the same? Do we not forget the miracles in our lives? When something happens or we reach a challenging time, do we not turn and say, "Where are you, God? How could you allow this to happen? I've been faithful to you. I've followed you. Where are you, God?" And we forget to look back and see how many times God has really created miracles within our lives. We forget to look at all the good things God has done. And those are the good things that I spoke about last week that then form the foundation of our faith. So when challenges come, we're not knocked over. We're deeply rooted in God. But it's important that we don't become those people who forget everything God has done and who are always waiting for more and more and more and criticizing God because we're saying, this isn't what we're asking for. We want this, and we want it now. And so we need to be very careful when we judge other people. We need to look within ourselves and our own journey with God and to reflect back and to be grateful for everything God has done for us and to remember everything God has done for us so that we don't become those people who are criticizing God and moaning at God and saying to God, where are you in this? Because God is right there, present with us, and God loves us. Coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, He is exalted.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 1027.
He is exalted on the Mighty Hot 1027. Good morning. You are listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and it is good to be with you. I hope that you're in a good space and that your Sunday will be a day of deep blessing. Today, I'm doing things slightly differently. I'm looking at Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nantucket, and I'm looking particularly at Psalm 78. I'm looking at the psalm because I think it speaks into the time in which we find ourselves living right now. And so far in the psalm, for those who've just joined, we've looked at how we need to be silent, how we need to listen to the inner promptings of the Spirit, listen to God speaking to our spirits. In order to do that, we need silence. And that Spirit is a spirit of truth, not a spirit of deceit. And it teaches us the path of love, which is the path of peace. And how we need to then spend time training our children up in that way, not through our words, but through our example. We need to model love's way. And then how we need to be careful to look back on our lives and to see how God has been present and the miracles God has wrought in our lives, and not be so critical or quick to say, where is God in this and how could God allow this to happen, when in fact God has already wrought a whole lot of miracles in our lives. And so that's as far as we've gotten. We were looking now at the Israelites in the desert and how they were always complaining, even though rocks opened up, even though God had parted the Red Sea for them to pass through so that the Egyptian army couldn't catch them, and how God had constantly provided for them. And we're going on that now because we're talking about in the psalm how they often tested love, turned their backs on the Holy One. They forgot the power of love and the times that they had been saved, when they were comforted by signs and sustained through miracles. Through all generations, that river had flowed, rivers now polluted by greed. So the psalmist is moving from looking at the Israelites and how they had tested God, turned their backs on the Holy One. They forgot the power of love. Do we ever forget the power of love? I think sometimes we do. We become so self-centered, so conceited perhaps, or self-interested. Maybe conceit is not the right word. And we forget the power of a loving response. I often say to people, a gentle response turns away wrath. When someone is angry and pouring it out upon you, don't allow your anger to rise up and hit them back, because that's just double anger. Rather, give them a gentle response and you'd be amazed at how it deflates their anger. So they've forgotten the power of love and the times that God had saved them, when they had been confronted by signs and sustained through miracles, those signs, that pillar of cloud before them, the fire before them. They forgot about that. Through all generations, we are told, the rivers had flowed and those rivers are now polluted by greed. We're seeing that. We have an ecological crisis, an environmental crisis in the whole world. Through famine and floods, the beloved had brought forth new life. All through the ages, the earth had yielded its bountiful harvest. Yet valleys, mountains, forests and fields have been misused. I think we have to own that. We have done that. And I think we need to really look at how we can recycle, how we can reduce our carbon footprint on this earth, and make ourselves aware, make everyone aware perhaps, of how we need to live in a way in which we're not damaging the earth, because we only have this earth and we have misused everything God has given us. And the psalmist goes on to say it's greed, because greed has become the great destroyer of life, taking without offering back, consuming the earth with abandon, leaving death, disease, and destruction in its wake. We cannot be spared what we have sown. Generations to come will suffer from our willful ways. Their lives will be a mirror to blind and stubborn hearts. Injustice, oppression, and greed will turn back upon hearts of stone. Children unborn will reap a harvest of lost dreams. Even so, says the psalmist, the source of all life remains faithful. So in spite of how things look, the psalmist is bringing us back to the fact that the source of all life is faithful. God is faithful to us. We just need to change the way we're living. And I think it is important for us to recognize that. We do need to change. I'm sure there's not a single person, or maybe there are, but we need to recognize that we are damaging this earth. We see it over and over again. And we're seeing more flooding because we've developed lands that once would have absorbed that water that now don't. We're seeing the destruction. that has been wrought upon us because we are affecting the environment around us through the way in which we're living. So we just need to live in a more environmentally friendly manner, a way that is sustainable for all life upon Earth, because future generations will be impacted by the way you and I live today and the decisions we make. But let's not forget, the source of all life remains faithful, and we can always change things. The psalmist goes on to say that the source of all life is ever ready to lead us out of the wilderness, to speak to us in the silence of our hearts. Here we have that silence again, the fact that we need to come to a place of silence. Yes, God, you are our hope, our strength, and our comfort, and our fears will not overwhelm us. I'm seeing that people are more and more fearful, more and more stressed at the moment. But when we put our hope and our trust in God, God is our hope, our strength, and our comfort. And just as he led the Israelites out of the wilderness, so God will lead us into a place of blessing. The psalmist says God will guide us to the New Jerusalem, to the mountain of hope, the city of light. And God will be an ever-living presence to those who call upon your name, God, to all who open their hearts to love. So again, we have this theme of silence and love. It would appear to me that the psalmist is saying that in order for us to understand the way of love and the path of peace, we need to have silence and sit with God in silence. And I think that is important. Don't allow the noise around us to overwhelm us and to remove our focus from God. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, we're told, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim. And that's what the psalmist is saying. Move back to where our hope, our strength, and our comfort comes from. And that is God. And don't let all these things around us distract us from God, because God is ever present. All we need to do is call upon God's name, and our hearts will be open to love. When, O peoples of the earth, says the psalmist, will you stop testing and rebelling against the source of life? When will you awaken and live according to love, and attune yourself to the music of the spheres? For as you turned back to the Beloved, listening for love's voice within your own heart, you will live with integrity, you will radiate love, you will call upon the Beloved, and your prayers will be heard. Your need will be met abundantly. I'm going to pause there for a moment. So all we need to do is to stop being distracted by the things of the earth, have some silence in our lives, allow that silence to enter our homes and our hearts, and to hear the voice of love again within us. And all these things will be turned around. We will move back into God. We will live with integrity. We will radiate life and love, and we can call upon the Beloved, and our prayers will be heard, and God meets our needs in abundance. And I've seen that over and over again. There's no lack in God's kingdom. There is abundance. And I've seen that and experienced that. That's why when I meet challenges, I need to look back and be grateful and see the miracles God has wrought in my life. The Beloved is a stranger to those who choose to walk in darkness, to all who are enemies of light. For you, love of all loves, gift us with freedom. When we walk in the way of love, the path of peace, then we are gifted the freedom that God gives to all. As we think about that, coming up now on the Mighty Heart 1027, when I survey the wondrous cross. And of course, that's how God gave us that freedom, because Jesus took all our iniquity upon him, all our sins upon us. He shattered the chains of the evil one and set us free. Enjoy.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 1027.
When I survey the wondrous cross on the Mighty Hot 1027. Good morning. If you've just joined me, you are listening to Sunrise with Shona, and I've been looking at Nan Merrill's book, Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness, and I've been looking at Psalm 78 because I think it speaks so much into the situation in which we find ourselves. And I want to move on now to the last little bit of the psalm, where we've already looked at how we need to be silent in order to hear that inner voice, the inner promptings of the Spirit within us, how that is a voice of truth, how it speaks truth into our lives, and that truth is the way of love, and it will lead us on the path of peace, how we need to model that for our children so it moves from generation to generation, how greed is destroying this earth in which we've been gifted, the earth that provides everything we need, but how we need to then move back to God as the source of all life. And when we move back to God in the silence of our hearts, allowing that love to speak within us, then God will hear us, God will answer our prayers from the abundance of God's heavenly kingdom, and we move back into a place of blessing. But the choice is ours. Are we prepared to silence outside noise and be silent in God and allow God to speak to us, and will we follow the promptings of God's Spirit? I ended with the words, "For you, love of all loves, gift us with freedom." And I was speaking about how on the cross we got that freedom from all our iniquity, from all our sin, even from the fear of death, because we inherit eternal life. The freedom that the psalmist is speaking about, and obviously it's Nan's interpretation of that, is to follow the way of life or to live in the shadow of death. We have the choice. The choice is ours. Each and every day we can make that choice, in the big things and in the little things, even in how we get up and address the people around us, how we are present, how we show up. We have the choice to follow the way of life or to live in the shadow of death. The psalmist goes on to say, "Who will awaken our sleeping minds and lift up our hearts to the truth? Who will arouse us from apathy, quicken our spirits that we might serve your plan, God?" So who is that that's going to awaken us? Well, I think it could come in multiple ways. If we are silent, we'll hear the promptings of the Spirit, that Spirit of truth speaking to our hearts, and we will wake up. Sometimes it requires a challenging time or a life-changing event within our lives that awakens us to that spiritual truth. But we need to wake up. We need to recognize that we need to live differently. And we need to arouse from apathy. It's not good enough to say, "Well, it's not me doing that." We need to actually recognize what is around us and model a different way of being. We are told that the Beloved awaits our response to the new dawn, where the people of the earth will be united in peace. Can you imagine that? The people of the earth being united in peace, where harmony will reign forever in the beauty of diversity, and all nations will bow before the Most High. It's a beautiful thing. If we could just recognize God in each other, if we could just model the way of love, then this would be achievable, and we could use the resources of the earth wisely so that there would be enough for all. Those who choose the way of darkness, we are told, who follow the road of ignorance, become lost. They know not the joy of abandonment to love's companion presence. O people of earth, O nations around the globe, turn back to love, build anew upon strong foundations, renew your commitment to the divine plan. I actually find I'm finding it very difficult to watch the news, international news, with the wars. Whether it's Russia and Ukraine, whether it's Israel and Palestine, whether it's Sudan, I'm finding it very difficult to watch because it's just so destructive. And it's not this way, the way of all of us coming to a place of peace. And I just feel that the psalmist, and Nan, in her interpretation of it, is asking us to model a different way to build new upon strong foundations and renew our commitment to the divine plan, which is a way of love. Listen long in the silence, that the word may be heard. So we need to silence our minds, silence our environment, silence those things around us that are distracting us from God, and listen long to the word of God. And I think now more than ever we need to do this. That decisions arise from the depths of your inner being where wisdom dwells. In that silence, when we listen long to the voice of God, that is where the wisdom is within our inner being. And the decisions we make will then be wise decisions that will have a positive impact on us, on those around us, and on the world. The Spirit of truth is written upon gentle and open hearts, not as on stones of old. With steadfast love, the Counselor, which is the Holy Spirit, will guide us, and to all who abandon themselves to God, the Beloved, the divine plan will be revealed. Amen and amen. And I can only echo that, amen and amen. May all of us move more and more into the divine plan that God has for us, as we silence the outer noise, as we focus again on God and allow God to be the center of our being, of our lives, and as we move in that plan of love, a plan of peace, and radiate that peace, that joy, that light to all who meet us. The world could be a very different place, but all of us need to do that. And I think we don't do it immediately. It is a process of transformation that takes place as we abandon more and more of ourselves to God, surrender more and more to God, and are transformed more and more into the image of Christ. In summary, the psalm for me is about reconnecting with God through silence, in the inner chamber of our hearts, being able to hear that inner voice of love that speaks to all of us through the inner promptings of God's Holy Spirit. It's about bringing our children up in the way of love through example, not through our words, modeling love to our children, and never forgetting who God is and the miracles God has wrought in our lives, not asking, where is God? Why isn't God doing this? I want more, I want more, and I want it now. It's about being grateful for what God has already done for us. It's about loving God and living in freedom because we follow the way of God, which is a way of love. It's about choices, choosing God's way, the way of light, or choosing to walk in darkness, in terror and fear. And I know that if we all choose God, even if we strayed and turned back to God, if we all choose God and walk in the way of love, then we will see a transformation all around us because God is love. And we also need to be careful of the footprint we leave on this earth, as the psalmist said, through greed, because we could destroy the very thing that provides for our physical needs while we're here on earth. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you will surrender more and more of yourself to God, abandon yourself to the Beloved, listen to that inner voice that speaks to you, the inner promptings of the Spirit of Truth, and walk in the way of God, a way of love and a way of peace. May you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Sunrise with Shona on the Mighty Hot 1027. To wrap up this morning, broken for you and because He lives, no matter what you're facing, because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. May God bless you and those you love and pray for, and may God protect you. And if you need to get hold of me, you can do so on shona@hot1027.co.za.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 1027.